Hey, David, you still looking for an apartment? Remember, if you find one with a stove, you're going to have to learn how to cook.
That's not necessarily true, Mark. As I recall, your trailer has a reading lamp.
All these apartments are much, much too expensive. I'm going to have to find a better job than busboy.
This is Lanford, David. Unless the pin setter at the bowling alley dies, you've got the best job in town.
You could get a trailer like Becky's and then just hook it up to your truck and haul it wherever the crops are ready for picking.
Hey, don't start with me, Darlene.
Yeah, the trailer stays parked. That's why it's called a trailer park. Now, what's wrong with Lanford?
Well, for one thing, Becky's neighborhood is leaking transmission fluid into the water supply.
Why get a job anyway? Why don't you have Miss Hotshot here set you up in a fancy apartment in some great city? Huh? Where are you going to after you graduate, Darlene? New York, Paris, London?
Ooh, somebody's been reading Hard Rock t-shirts.
Look, she's a little bit bummed out about Darlene getting that big job offer. I think she feels like she's in a rut.
Sorry if I'm doing okay while her life is a miserable failure. All right. I'll go downstairs and try and think of something positive to say about her life. If you don't hear from me till Christmas, buy yourself something nice.
You gotta understand, Mark. Becky was always the big achiever in the family.
Yeah, she's gotta understand that we've achieved a lot, too. I mean, we've got our own place now. We've got a car. We've got a CD player. And I'm sure there's stuff I'm not even remembering. I just had a great idea.
Really? You remember it?
Why don't you guys come down to the trailer for a party tomorrow?
A whole bunch of us all together? Wouldn't that attract coyotes?
No, it'll be great. You can say how nice she's fixed up the trailer. You can compliment her a lot. It's just what she needs. Hey, I'll buy some beers.
Well, usually I don't drink during the week unless... Well, actually, there are no restrictions.
Come on, it'll be great. Believe me, this is just what she needs.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I found something I can afford with the money I'm making right now. Listen to this. Basement apartment, fully furnished, $125 a month. Wow, see if there's a phone number.
Miss Connor was just seeing if there's any interest out there. Really, there's no rush, David.
No, tonight, no. I mean, you never know, right? But no.
There are three bowls of peanuts set out. Who's coming over, Mark?
Nobody. God, they'll be so suspicious. I mean, I'm not the one on trial here.
Surprise!
Hey.
You should see the look on your face.
Is the whole family coming?
Yeah, and I invited some people from the trailer park.
Oh, so that's where they were running that can of deodorant back and forth out there.
Art and Karen are letting us use their trailer for coats. Come on, Deej.
Well, I better go change out of my work clothes. Excuse me, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
She didn't exactly seem too thrilled about us being here. Maybe we should just go home.
Oh, no way. Becky feels like crap about her life right now, but she's not going to do anything to change it till we light a fire under her. So tonight, we are going to pounce like sharks on a cramping swimmer. I'll be fine.
You have a sickness. Obviously, the evil little guy in your head finally beat up the good little guy and chucked him out the ear hole.
Woman, Dan. Evil little woman in my head.
Same.
And just to make sure that Becky will end up feeling really crappy about her life, I invited Mom, too. Come on in.
Find me an empty lap, fellas. Bev's here.
Okay, now listen, this is the plan. We're going to try to make Becky feel really, really good about her life, okay? So think of some really great things to say about the place.
Well, it must be nice to vacuum the entire house and never have to change outlets.
Yeah, that's great, Mom, but save it. Wait till Becky gets back here.
Hi, Grandma. You've never been to my place before, have you?
No, and it's lovely. It proves you can do a lot with very, very, very little.
Bev, can I get you a drink? We got wine, beer. Beer.
Beer? I'm in AA. And besides, I never drank beer. When I drank, it was wine. And I miss it. I'll have a glass of red wine. Thank you, Dad.
No problem. Only 12 steps away.
Be very careful not to spill, dear. I don't think they make this kind of carpet anymore.
Oh, right. I've been thinking all day of nice, uplifting things I can say to Becky.
Oh, great. Can I buy one off you?
Darling, where should I put the spoon?
Oh, go ahead and put it in the kitchen. Unless, of course, we're already in the kitchen.
Hey, come on in, everyone.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Mark, you said a couple people.
Yeah, but that's only a couple people by the true definition of the word people.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you and your girlfriend should come over and have dinner sometime. Are you a Jew?
No.
Catholic?
No.
Queer?
No.
Maybe you and your girlfriend should come over for dinner some night.
Hey, Mom, why don't you tell Becky how much you like her curtains?
The curtains? Oh, how fun! Most people are not creative enough except to use them in the shower.
Hey, would you stop flirting with me? I'm a married woman.
I'm sorry, you guys. This isn't exactly the best place to have a party.
Hey, I'm having a great time. I just wonder what the poor people are doing tonight.
Mark, your toilet's overflowing.
Damn it, that only happens because people put too much paper in here.
The water's coming this way.
You better stop it before it gets to the carpet in here. Yes.
Why doesn't everybody in the kitchen take their shoes off and sop it up with their socks?
That's a good idea.
Mark!
You're right, bad idea. I better, jack up this end of the trailer.
Well, Becky, cheer up. You've still got friends. A toast to Becky, the richest woman in Lanford.
I'd like to thank you all for being here on the worst night of my life. Excuse me. Pardon me. Dad, sorry.
Well, Becky certainly got her knickers in a twist.
Yeah.
And it's all your fault, Mom, because you're such a passive-aggressive witch. I owe you a brunch.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Here, take him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby.
Move!
Oh. How end up like this. This isn't exactly where I expected to be at 21.
I know.
Well, it's all Mark's fault. If he hadn't wasted the last 4 years of my life, I'd be the one getting big job offers. Sure wouldn't be living in this hellhole.
You can't go blaming all the plums you got on Mark. I mean, true, they started when you met him. And they have continued the whole time you've been with him. And he was too dumb to know that the party tonight would totally embarrass you like it did. But where was I going with this?
That it isn't Mark's fault.
Exactly.
Well, it's your fault. Why didn't you stop me from marrying him?
Hey, you eloped, remember? We did what we could to stop you. And besides, that was the night that the season premiere of Cop Rock was on.
What am I going to do, Mom?
Oh, Becky, you still have a lot of time to figure out what it is that's going to make you happy, figure out how to do it, and then go ahead and do it, you know? Don't waste what you got like I did. You know, it's too late for me, but, you know, you're still young, Becky.
Well, I'm already 21. I'm too old.
To marry Jerry Seinfeld, yes. But to do anything else on Earth, no. You know, Becky, we'll be there. We'll support you and help you, whatever we can do. But you're the one that's going to have to, you know, make the change yourself.
Thanks, Mom. Oh, my God, I can't believe he's actually jacking up the trailer.
Why don't you just tell him to pull that cork out of the hole in the floor?
Threw a nice party, Mark.
Oh, well, you looked a little bit bummed out lately. I thought it would cheer you up.
Thanks, it did. Mark?
Oh, sorry.
Mark, this is something I've never shown to you. It's from the University of Illinois. I applied there when I was a senior.
Man, the post office sucks.
Well, I was accepted, Mark. But we got married and moved to Minneapolis, and now sometimes I wonder what would have happened if I'd gone to college instead.
Well, I can tell you what would have happened. It would have taken us 4 years longer to get where we are today. Look.
I want to go to college, Mark. I want to be a paramedic or a physical therapist or...
Wait. You want to be like a doctor?
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. The sky's the limit.
Becky, this is crazy. You're talking about a lot of money here and moving.
Hey, look, I know it'll be hard, but it'll be exciting.
Where's this coming from all of a sudden? What about the plans we had?
We never had plans, Mark. You go to work, I go to work, we go to my parents on Sundays. Every week is the same and will be for the rest of our lives.
What about our plans to start a family? Or have you forgotten that we've been trying like hell to have a kid?
Actually, Mark, I want to go back on the pill.
What?
But it was loads of fun trying, big guy.
I can't believe all that sex was for nothing.
Come on, Mark.
No, Becky. You don't want to have a baby and you hate your life. What's going on?
Nothing. I've just been thinking about things, and I got to talking to Mom tonight, and you know...
I knew it. Your mother had something to do with this. Man, she's playing us like a fine wine.
She has a point, Mark. And what if I was pregnant? I'd be trapped just like her, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life raising kids in a trailer park.
It's a mobile home community.
Hey, I'm sorry if I sprang this on you too suddenly. But do you have any idea what this will mean for us?
Yep. Yep. I know what it means, all right.
Who got the cutest widow face in this whole family? Huh? Who's got the prettiest, cutest widow face in this whole family?
You do, Mother.
Well, thank you very much. Sweet boy.
Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?
What you want to talk about, Bart?
I just have one thing to say to you. Get the hell out of our lives. You got it?
Pretty gutsy there, Mark. But you know, that David and Goliath was just a story they made up to sell Bibles.
You have no right to tell Becky that she should do stuff to change her life.
Why? She's pretty well wasted it up till now, don't you think?
Well, maybe it hasn't been perfect, okay? But it's been pretty good. There's no reason for her to go to college, become a physical therapist or a doctor or something.
Doctor, huh? Wow, way to go, Becky. Now all I have to do is to create a lawyer and a union plumber, and I shall control the world.
It's going to ruin everything.
How, Mark? How is having a successful wife who is a doctor going to ruin everything?
Well, she's talking about me quitting my job already and us moving out of Lanford.
Well, no need to fear, Mark. I'm sure that your McDonald's game pieces are negotiable in other states.
And you're going to start having a family. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to wait. And she decides all this without even talking to me.
You mean she didn't talk to you about any of that?
No, she just went ahead and made all these ridiculous plans without me. Now, let me ask you this. How's she going to go to college, go to work, and still have time for me?
I don't know. She's a real strong person, Mark. I'm sure if anybody can do it, she can.
Mm. Do you think she can do it alone?
Oh, alone? Why, Mark? Are you going to leave her over this?
I would not leave your daughter for anything.
So what? Are you scared that she's going to leave you?
Well, she's been cutting me out of everything else.
Don't worry about it, Mark. It's just the usual Becky selfishness. I'll go over there and talk to her.
No. That's the whole point. I came over here to tell you to butt out of our lives and to leave us alone.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I just thought I, you know, wanted to talk to you about more stuff.
Not necessary, Mom. I'm way ahead of you. Look, I figure I'm a lock at U of I because they accepted me before. Now, for grad school, I'm thinking maybe University of Chicago or Northwestern. What do you think?
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, me too. And I'm also thinking of...
But?
What's the but?
Mark is the but. No, I must keep going with my point. Mark is totally freaking out because you haven't even consulted him in all these plans you've been making.
He talked to you?
No, it's more than that. He came over and he actually stood up to me, but luckily for him, I'd already eaten.
What are you getting at, Mom?
I think you're being a little selfish here, Becky, and I think... You know, maybe you're going to mess up your marriage.
Oh, please, Mother. My marriage is going to be just fine.
Well, then how come Mark has this feeling like he's going to be left behind?
Mark's not going to be left anywhere.
Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about, God.
So you're totally determined that you're going to stay with Mark then? I asked you a question. Oh, my God. So in your head, it's already over?
No. I don't know. Hey, you're the one who got me going to change my life.
Yeah, but I didn't mean that you should throw out all these other parts of your life just because you get a new idea, Becky. You gotta give Mark a chance, at least. I mean, marriage is a big deal, you know? Mark really loves you. You don't want to mess this up.
Hey, trust me. Everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one thing to say that.
Everything's gonna be okay. Now I'm gonna go to the office supply store. You need anything?
An office.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get some envelopes and stamps for those college applications. I'll be right back.
What are you doing here? I thought I told you to butt out. Now I find you here, and she's gone off to get more college stuff.
Okay, but you're totally wrong about Becky, Mark, because she has no plans to leave you at all. She wants to do all this with you.
Mrs. Connor, let me ask you this. How many mechanics do you know that are married to doctors? Congratulations, Mrs. Connor. You've really worked this out pretty well for yourself, haven't you? You get a doctor in the family, and you finally get rid of me. And deep down, don't tell me you're not happy about it. Now I gotta work in the morning.
Hi, I'm David Healy. You've been assigned to be my employment counselor, Mr.
Parkin. I've been reviewing your file and...
Hey, Mr. Parkin, you're the guy Mrs. Connor got fired from the buy-in bag.
Connor. You know, Roseanne Connor.
I thought you worked at that restaurant that we ate at last week.
I did, but thanks to your Ms. Connor, I was fired from there, too. She got me so upset I broke a glass.
You got fired for breaking a glass?
Into her salad.
Well, that won't affect our relationship, will it?
You listen to me, you snot-nosed little bastard. You're associated with the Connors? There's no jobs here for you. Get out! Parkin, what the hell is wrong with you?
He's one of them. He's a Connor.
I don't care who he is. You are fired. Of course I am. This isn't over. This is far, far from over. Could you hand me my nameplate, please?